The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus came down from the mountain with Peter, James, and John and approached the other disciples, they saw a large crowd around them and scribes arguing with them. Immediately on seeing him, the whole crowd was utterly amazed. They ran up and greeted him. He asked them, "What are you arguing about with them?" Someone in the crowd answered, "Teacher, I have brought to you my son, possessed by a mute spirit. Whenever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, grinds his teeth, and becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to drive it out, but they were unable to do so." He said to them in reply, "O faithless generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you? Bring him to me." They brought the boy to him, and when he saw him, the spirit immediately threw the boy into convulsions. As he fell to the ground, he began to roll around and foam at the mouth. Then he questioned the father, "How long has this been happening to him?" He replied, "Since childhood. It has often thrown him into the fire and into water to kill him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Jesus said to him, "If you can, everything is possible to the one who has faith." Then the boy's father cried out, "I do believe. Help my unbelief." Jesus, on seeing a crowd rapidly gathering, rebuked the unclean spirit and said to it, "Mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." Shouting and throwing the boy into convulsions, it came out. He became like a corpse, which many caused to say, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand, raised him, and stood him up. When they had entered the house, the disciples asked him in private, "Why could we not drive the spirit out?" He said to them, "This kind can only come out through prayer." The Gospel of the Lord. So the father asked Jesus to remove the spirit from his child. He says, "But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." And Jesus says to him, "If you can, everything is possible." It wasn't the disciples. It wasn't Jesus. But Jesus is telling the father of the child, "If you have that faith, you could cause the spirit to come out of your son." We don't always look at things that way. We think, "Oh, I need to ask somebody else to pray for me or to receive a blessing from someone who's ordained." In today's gospel, Jesus says, "Not so." He says, your faith can make it happen. And that's what we need to think about. How big is our faith? We've all heard the story of the mustard seed. You know, if we had faith the size of a mustard seed, we could tell the San Gabriel Mountains to move into the ocean. And they would do that. Well, I checked this morning, the mountains are still there. I don't think anyone has that faith of the mustard seed yet. But that is the faith that Christ calls us to. That is the life of prayer Christ calls us to. When you see someone who is sick, someone in pain, Christ tells us today that you have the faith. You can pray for them. You can ask that they be healed. This is something we all have, something as our duty as Christians, to look at those in our community, to see those in pain, to use our faith to ask our Lord that they be healed.